Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 146 for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Tuesday, with some fresh export demand providing support. Canola was up $1 to $6, the January contract up $1.60 at $511.30 per ton. Volumes were on the light side, and a lack of significant selling pressure meant end users were being forced to bid the market higher. The ongoing uncertainty surrounding the last fifth of the canola crop currently being harvested was also supportive. The nearby chart signals also pointed higher, and that added to the firm tone. However, a rally in the Canadian dollar did temper the upside. A mixed tone in the Chicago soy complex for most of the day was also a bit bearish for values, with Canadian crush margins moving lower. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher after chopping around both sides of unchanged. Soybeans were up 6 to 7 cents, the January contract up 7 at $9.91 per bushel. Solid export demand was behind much of the buying interest, as beans continued to find support from yesterday's news of large sales to China and some new business today. Harvest pressure is also subsiding, with most of the U.S. soybean crop now in the bin. The U.S. soybean harvest was 97% complete, as in the latest USDA report. Meanwhile, about two-thirds of Brazil's crop is now seeded, according to reports out of that country. The monthly U.S. crush data showed that 164 million bushels were crushed in the country in October. That was a record for that month. Corn prices were up 1 to 5 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.42 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is 93% complete, which is right in line for average for this time of year. While large supplies remained a bearish influence in the background, corn already hit its lowest levels in over a month yesterday and was due for a correction from a chart standpoint. Wheat prices were up 2 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 5 at $3.99 per bushel. Speculative profit-taking was the main feature, while a lack of activity in the U.S. dollar index was also deemed supportive. However, ample world wheat supplies and poor export demand did temper the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.